On the pageant cast today, Deborah Gilmore, Mrs. Oregon International 2008. TKPN. Pageant cast episode 132.
Welcome to the Pageant Cast, your home for beauty pageant news and interviews on the internet.
This is Janice McQueen Ward, Mrs. United States 1999 and Mrs. Indiana International 2008, and you are listening to the internet's first podcast dedicated to beauty pageants, the Pageant Cast. And here's your host, Tim Kretschmann.
Well, thank you. Thank you for the great introduction. You're listening to the Pageant Cast. And today on the show, we're going to be talking to Mrs. Oregon International 2008, Deborah Gilmore, who I'll actually be meeting all these wonderful young ladies later on this week. I'm so excited. Now, you know we got a lot of travel coming up here on the show as I go to the international pageants and the Galaxy pageant to round out my July, which means that we're going to have a lot of shows from that backlog I kept talking about are going to start coming out. And I have just changed my provider for our feed, which means I can put out a few more shows if I feel like it. And we're going on a summer schedule where, for a while anyway, I am hoping to put out a show on Tuesday mornings, as always, but then also on Friday evenings. Keep them almost exactly 3.5 days apart during the summer. That means some of the programs may or may not have a lot of news, but they will have a lot of information and great interviews. Now, getting to the news, we have to talk about this. First of all, congratulations to our Miss Venezuela, Danea Mendoza. It's going to take me a while with that name. Danea Mendoza is our new Miss Universe 2008. First runner-up was Colombia. The Dominican Republic was second runner-up. Russia was third runner-up. Russia really caught me by surprise. And fourth runner-up was Miss Mexico, which many people I talked to thought was probably going to be the first runner-up or somewhere in that range, and she came in at fourth. Of course, USA made it to the top 10, and then, well, I guess you would say stumbled. This is already a huge story, and it's the second year in a row. That's what's so amazing about it. So the conspiracy theories are coming out of everywhere. We'll be addressing that a little bit later in the program, as well as an entire discussion of Miss Universe, all coming up in today's Pageant Cast. Remember to tune in again on Friday evening, where we're going to be talking to Melanie Kokola, Mrs. Wisconsin Galaxy 2008. That show comes out on Friday. Now, if you're worried, oh, I might miss a show, remember, you can subscribe to our feed. I'll come to you every time we put out a new program. Okay, all set. Let's get things ready for today's Pageant Cast. TKPNPodcast.com. Did you know the Pageant Cast has a new contest section?
Wow!
That's right. All you have to do is go to pageantcast.com/contest.htm, or go to pageantcast.com and click on the simple contest button right on the main page.
Let's go!
And then you could sign up to win a fantastic prize for our special contest package from Andrea Patrick Forte, the owner of Patrick Allen Agency, a Once Upon a Dream prize package. You can get this exclusive Once Upon a Dream prize package by signing up for our contest, or you can check it out, Once Upon a Dream, at www.what-is-your-dream.com. Check it out by going to pageantcast.com and clicking on contest.
It's time for another great interview on the TKPN Podcasting Network.
You're listening to the Pageant Cast, and on the phone with us today is Mrs. Oregon International 2008, Deborah Gilmore. Hello, Deborah.
Hi there. How are you?
I am fantastic. Now, where are we calling you tonight?
You are calling, I live in a suburban area just outside of Portland, and the name of the town is Tigert.
Tigert. Okay.
Yes.
Isn't that the little creature with Pooh Bear? Oh, no, that's Tigger.
Very
that's Tigger.
Similar, too, but no, it was named after a man whose last name was Tigert, C.F. Tigert.
Okay. Oh, that's impressive. You know what your city is named after. I live in the city of Muskego. And best I can tell, it's one of those fish that eats all the garbage off the bottom of a lake. So,
hey, those are important creatures of the sea.
Well, I'm glad you think so. I think it's pretty embarrassing. Anyway, so you are very involved in the international system here this year, and you have an important platform. Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about it?
Sure. My platform is underage drinking and impaired driving, but on a broader scale, it's about alcohol and drug abuse prevention and treatment. We've seen an exponential jump in the number of kids that are drinking alcohol, taking over-the-counter medications, and even getting into the family medicine chest to find things to become intoxicated with. And parents really don't understand how much more sophisticated children are these days in accessing alcohol and drugs within their own home.
Now, what are some techniques that people can do to first find out if their kids have been into the stash or that they're involved in that sort of activity, and then what can they do to stop them?
The very first thing parents can do is make certain that you have your liquor cabinet, if you have liquor in your home, that it's locked and that you know where the key is, but the kids don't. The second thing that a lot of parents don't realize, you know, we all like to buy in bulk because, you know, time is one of those things that, you know, you buy a lot of something so that you don't have to run to the store all the time. Well, bulk purchases of items such as beer and wine that people often store in either a refrigerator in the garage or in a wine cellar, and they're not secured locations. The other thing to do is keep an inventory of what you do bring in the household, because a lot of times, you know, you're so busy you don't realize, and if there's a bottle of beer missing here or a bottle of wine there, you may not notice it. And so you really need to keep all your liquor and all your alcoholic beverages in a secure, locked location. Take an inventory of what you do have. And by all means, if you see behavior in your child, and the most common ones are, if a child's been drinking or getting involved in drugs, they start to become distant a lot of times. And a little belligerent, you know, and some of that goes along with having teenagers.
I was about to say, how can you tell?
I know sometimes it's a little dicey there, but a lot of times what you can see is there are other patterns, such as sleep change patterns, those kinds of things. And ask the question, be very upfront with your child. What were you doing? Where were you? Who were you with? And then you also need to know, what are the attitudes of the parents of their friends? Because a lot of adults out there still are laboring under the terrible misconception that, you know, well, drinking alcohol is a rite of passage. And it's really not. It can be physically damaging. It actually causes an injury to a child's brain or adolescent's brain that is a physical injury that triggers addiction. And so you really don't want to facilitate a brain injury like that, because it's a lifelong consequence.
Okay. What got you interested in this platform?
Well, my mom and dad and baby brother were in a head-on collision, and the driver was drunk, and they were very seriously injured. In fact, my baby brother's nose was almost completely off, and they had to sew it back on, and it was one of those epiphany moments. I had just gotten out of college, started my first job, and I got a phone call saying, you need to come home right away. Your family's been in a pretty serious car crash. And it was that epiphany of, how could this happen? This is so unnecessary. Drinking and driving is not acceptable. And at that point, I said, you know, I will for the rest of my life speak out on this issue, because it's such an unnecessary tragedy for so many people.
Okay. Hey, we are done with the first section of the interview. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more with Deborah Gilmore, Mrs. Oregon International, 2008, in just a moment.
Pageant people, it's your turn. Join pageantpeople.com for free to create your own personal profile page with a link to your website, access all the featured articles and pageant videos, and add your comments, invite friends, create groups, and receive daily updates on pageant news and casting calls. Get your crown on at pageantpeople.com.
We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed as dialed.
We want you to be a part of the show.
How can you be a part of the show?
It's really easy. Just call 414-517-4908. That's 414-517-4908.
Leave us a short message and we'll play it right here on the Pageant Cast.
Be a part of the show.
Be a part of the show today.
Be a part of the show, The Pageant Cast.
Be heard from coast to coast and across the world here on The Pageant Cast.
Please leave your message after the tone. Press any key to end.
Get your TiVos and VCRs ready. It's Pageants on Television.
Well, the big news this week, of course, was the Miss Universe pageant. Fantastic event, beautiful stage. It was strange, however, for me to watch as we had all of these people in Vietnam, a place that for Americans is probably best remembered as the site of a very major war, being kind of pushed as a tourist attraction. Just was really difficult for me to sit and watch. It was very difficult for me to get my head around that this is a place that tourists would go. I guess this isn't a political show, but I was very surprised at some of the pieces that they had. It was remarkable to me to see, I guess, the change in perception towards that country. It was jarring for me. Another thing that was jarring for me is to watch Jerry Springer as the MC, and I actually thought he did a good job. And what is her name? Mel B, the Scary Spice. She did a adequate job. She did scare me, so I guess she lived up to her name. But she is a little bit severe, I think, sometimes. However, I thought she did a good job. What was interesting to me, most interesting thing about the MCs, is Jerry Springer must have brought up America's Got Talent and Talent 25 times during the show. Now, do I rip Jerry on that? No, because quite frankly, if I was ever asked to MC Miss Universe, I'd be saying Pageant Cast every time instead of pageant just for fun. You know, I would have got it in there like 10,000 times. He really didn't push hard enough. Though he kept bringing up talent with the ladies, and I kept going, you know, that's really one of the main things that we use to differentiate Miss America from Miss USA here in this country. So it was kind of funny hearing him always say that. More interesting to me than that is that Mel B never hawked her show. She's got a brand new show called The Singing Office. She didn't touch it once. Here we got Jerry, every possible opportunity, bringing it up. And she doesn't say it once. And trust me, of the two shows, Singing Office needs a lot more help. A lot more help. It's a brand new show. Isn't established. People aren't watching it. Not yet, anyway. So it was quite surprising. Going through the top 15, I was shocked that Puerto Rico didn't make top 15. She was kind of my... She was the, if Venezuela doesn't win, that was my winner. You know, I was like, if something happens with Venezuela, like she, falls down in her evening gown, I thought, you know, it would be Puerto Rico. She didn't even make top 15, so I was surprised by that. I was surprised by Russia placing as well as she did. I had a few surprises that I didn't see coming. However, if I was betting on it and all the sports books were predicting it, I wouldn't have made any money because Miss Venezuela did win, and there was absolutely you'd get nothing there. That's where the odds were, and she did a fantastic job, made no mistakes all night, did a really good job. Now we have to, we have to address the Miss USA did stumble and fall. Her reaction was markedly different than Rachel's last year. And I guess this is probably going to be dissected 500 different times by different pundits. But to me, she looked like she got shoved out there quickly. If you watch the tape, and Lord knows YouTube now has about 5,000 copies of this out there, Jerry Springer actually announces her twice. Miss USA. USA. He says it twice, right? And then she magically appears. I'm wondering if she was just kind of shoved out there. If she wasn't really ready. And they, here you go! And threw her out on the stage. I think that might... She obviously, as she stepped forward, you could see there was no confidence in her when she takes that first step. I don't know if she fell behind stage. I don't know if she was way behind and literally sprinted to get to where she was and didn't have a chance to calm herself back down. But she wasn't ready to go out on the stage. And she did. She fell. And you almost saw a sign of relief, like, well, it isn't going to get worse than this. Walked on. And then she almost went down again. And, you know, there's nothing you can say that it was bad. I think it was actually probably a good thing that she didn't make top five after that. Because it had 2 years in a row, a Miss USA trips and falls, and 2 years in a row makes top five, there might have been a riot on hand at the venue. So that probably saved us an international incident of some kind. However, we all know there are probably going to be a number, maybe hundreds of different theories as to why she really fell. She did react to it different. Instead of just getting up and pretending like it didn't happen, she did kind of pump her hand in the air like, yeah, I did that. And she really kind of owned it at that point, which was kind of surprising to me because Rachel had been, you know, actually raved about for how well she handled it. One of the things that's amazing about the Miss USA trip and fall with Crystal has been the media's reaction to it. I was online at 10 o'clock Central Standard Time, which was minutes after the program had completed, and I started watching my news spiders. As you know, I have little spiders that go all through the web, and they find me all the pageant news, and they bring it back to me. And within minutes after the show had finished airing, the stories were starting to be put out. Actually, Stuff out of New Zealand, which is a men's magazine, was the first to throw the story out there and became a huge story from there. YouTube had it, I think, about 10-12. I found the first YouTube video of the fall. And article after article came out. Then the blogs started hitting this thing as well. Here's the interesting about blogs, local papers, and that sort of thing. I would say maybe 25-30% of the stories said Miss America falls. Or use the exact same headline that the Stuff article had. Or had a different headline. One of the ones I see a lot is Miss USA takes an international trip. Oh, how clever that one is. But, you know, it's kind of interesting seeing that, but most interesting to me is Miss America trips and falls. And this is the new Miss America. Now, that one amazed me. That one absolutely amazed me because they were actually, they're discussing the wrong system. And then they even go into depth on it by saying, oh, and this is the new Miss America, yada, yada, yada. Because, you know, there was a lot made of this is our new Miss America on TLC. But it's a totally different young lady. And had you watched the pageant, I'm sorry, Crystal and Kristen, the names might sound the same, but they don't look anything like each other, okay? I mean, nothing like each other. So what's going on there? unbelievable to me how many of these articles say Miss America. And this should be a warning to you all. Every time some pageant closes down, I get emails, oh, isn't this terrible, blah, blah, blah. People saying these things and don't realize what system it's a part of. A lot of locals close and people say, oh, isn't this sad, Miss America's dying, da, 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 da. Then you read further into the article or you do a little research and you find out it's a state fair or a county fair system pageant. It has nothing to do with Miss America. You know, if you're going to claim Miss America system is dying, using a pageant that has nothing to do with the Miss America system as your proof, probably not a good approach. In fact, most local newspapers have a lot of difficulty, unless it's like a true pageant fan that's actually writing the article, they have a lot of trouble figuring out what the different systems are. This is why I actually tell people when they get their photo taken by a local newspaper, get out your card. Get out your card and hand it to them so they know your actual title. Because if you don't, let's say I'm just going to pick on USA system, okay? If you have Miss Teen Wisconsin, USA, there will be some way that there's about 15 different permutations of that title that they can come up with. It can be, and I might have said it wrong right now. Is it Miss Wisconsin Teen USA? Is it Miss Teen Wisconsin USA? Is it Miss USA Teen Wisconsin? Is it Miss Wisconsin USA Teen? Is it, you know, like, go right down the list. And then how do you differentiate that from Miss America's outstanding teen, which has made things even more cloudy? So the whole thing of titles and this falling down incident, it really kind of brought that to a head for me. When you're dealing with local bloggers or news, give them your actual title. Don't expect them to read it off of the sash. They won't. And don't expect them to write it down properly because they're filling in words. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And they do not know. Most of them do not know that there's a difference between Miss America system and USA, let alone Galaxy International, you know, go right down the line. They don't know. And it's not their fault, and this isn't an opportunity for you to teach them that. This isn't something, I will say, people that don't know who the President of the United States of America is, that is their fault. People that don't know the difference between Miss America and Miss USA, that's your opportunity to educate them. That's not their fault. That's not part of compulsory education in this country. Don't get down on them. Take the time and teach them. We had a local national teenager competitor had a picture taken with two former Miss Americas. It got in our local, the Muskego Chronicle. I mean, this is a huge paper. It's got a circulation of hundreds, but they got it right. They got it right in the caption. Why? Because I'm guessing that our national teenager contestant actually sent it in and wrote the caption for them. Don't expect them to do it. Don't expect them to get it all right. You write it out for them and you say, here, this is exactly the way it should be written. These cards are free. Go to Vistaprint, get them printed up. You need help? Call me up. I'll help you. Just don't let it happen to you. Or you will fall on the national stage and everybody will call you by the wrong name. It's just unbelievable. Anyway, let's move on. Okay, I guess that's about it for our review of the Miss Universe pageant 2008.
Remember to point your podcatcher at pageantcast.com and catch the Pageant Cast. This is Meredith Boyd, Mrs. Georgia, United States 2003, wishing you to hear a dream.
Our next artist here on the show is Carmen Tyler. Now, her music is featured out on the PodSafe Music Network at music.podshow.com, and you can listen to our interview with her on PageantCast number 50. She's a former from the America system. Now, here's her smash hit from the PodSafe Music Network, Drifting by Carmen Tyler. Thank you.
Hi, this is Carmen Tyler. You probably know me as a musician and podcaster of the Carmen Cast. But what you may not know is I'm also a voice teacher or singing teacher. Well, since I moved to California, I've been doing webcam lessons for my students in Texas and Arkansas, and I've had a lot of positive feedback. Well, now I want to bring that to the podcast listeners. If you've ever wanted to learn to sing or would like to simply have a vocal tune-up, just stop by my studio site to find out what you need to have a webcam lesson. Oh, and mention that you heard about me here on this podcast, and you'll get $5 off your first lesson of 1 hour. It could be a really great gift for someone. So stop by studio.carmentyler.com. That's studio.carmintyler.com.
This is Joanna Ivorchuk, 2006, Beauties of America's 50s, and I'd like to invite you to check out all the features at the PageantCast website. This is the website where you can hear and, yes, see your favorite beauty pageant participants. Check us out at thepageantcast.com.
We're back here on the PageantCast with Deborah Gilmore, Mrs. Oregon International, 2008. So, Deborah, tell me a little bit about the Oregon International Pageant System.
Well, I have to tell you, I happen to think it's one of the best. We have a fantastic director. Her name is Leslie Nardini, and she was actually Mrs. Oregon International in 1997.
Okay. Now, what got you interested in pageants in the first place?
You know, I never participated in pageants as a young woman. It was just something that was one of those things that I had friends that did it, but I never did it myself. And then when I saw what the international program was about and that it was really community service oriented and platform oriented, and I had this issue that was so meaningful to me in my life and impacted me, I saw it as a wonderful opportunity to actually try. And when I told my husband and my daughters, I think I want to do this, they were very supportive. So it's been a family affair from the start to the finish here.
Now, did you need to convince your family, or were they behind you from the start?
You know, it's funny. They've been behind me from the very beginning. The one thing that was interesting to me last year, after the whole pageant was over, I think my husband was worried that I might be very disappointed, and I walked away feeling so good about everything that happened that he realized that I got so much more out of the pageant than he thought I even would. So he was 100% behind me this year and was right there and as proud as he could be walking me on stage, and he's looking forward to going back to Chicago in July.
Well, I was just going to ask you about that. Did you enjoy the venue of being in Chicago?
You know, we did, but I had to leave right after the pageant. And so this year, my husband and I have planned additional vacation days after the pageant is over so that we can go in and see. We're trying to decide if we're going to a Chicago Cubs game or a White Sox game. I want to go see the Cubs. So we're going to go into town and take the tour on the boats and just really enjoy the city of Chicago after the pageant's over.
Well, that sounds like an excellent time, but I must tell you, you have to check out the Magnificent Mile and check out some of the shopping there as well. It's unbelievable.
I'll give you a secret. I hit that early last year. I think I've pretty much done all the damage I've done in Chicago when it comes to shopping.
All right. Well, we're just about out of time. Is there anything else you would like to make sure that my listeners know about you before we let you loose?
Absolutely. We have a website at www.MrsOregonInternational.com, which is the website for me as the title holder, and it has a lot of information and links to various organizations that can help out families that may have questions about alcohol and drug abuse and how to detect it in their children. And I also have a blog spot, which is Deborah, D-E-B-R-A, Gilmore, G-I-L-M-O-U-R, .blogspot.com, so you can kind of follow what I'm doing with my platform and things that are going on with the family, too.
All right, and we will have links to those in the show notes as well. Well, thank you very much, Deborah, for being on the phone with us here today, and we wish you the best of luck in Chicago.
Thank you so much, Tim. I really enjoyed it.
With advice from numerous experts and top judges, MyPageantTips.com is your number one online source for everything pageants. They offer advice on everything from fitness, photography, stage presence, to media, and even offer a positive message board. While you are there, make sure to check out the monthly cover model search, with thousands of visitors to the site from all over the globe. Winning the contest would give you incredible international exposure, as well as put you in the running to be Miss MyPageantTips.com 2009. Entry form and further details online, so be sure to check it out at MyPageantTips.com.
Fun on the phone!
Okay, as you've heard me talk about, there are a few conspiracy theories and about the Miss USA... Is that my pageant cast phone? That's the pageant phone. The pageant phone's ringing. Well, let's see who it is here. Hello, pageant cast.
Hello, Tim.
Yes, this is Tim of the pageant cast. How may I help you?
Did you hear about Miss USA?
Yes, it's terrible. She fell at the Miss Universe pageant. It really was sad.
Do you know why?
No, I really don't know why. Why did she fall?
Nike.
What is that? Some sort of secret agent that was involved?
Nike wants product placement, and they can't have it with all those ladies in heels. But if they keep falling down, they'll have to wear sneakers and tennis shoes. Nike.
Are you serious?
Absolutely. It's what happened.
I don't think you're a very good source. Wait, my other line is ringing. I'll have to let you go. Hello, Pageant Cast, this is Tim.
Did you hear about Miss USA?
Jeez, what else do I hear about these days?
You know how it happened?
No, but I bet you have a theory. Everybody seems to.
Who is watching Miss Puerto Rico in a pepper spray?
Oh, come on. Give me a break. Wait, I got another call. Hold on. Hello, Pageant Cast. This is Tim.
Tim, you heard about Miss USA, right?
Yes, of course I did. You know, you sound familiar to me.
Yes. Well, you know what it's all about. They just wanted to see if she would make top five.
Who's they?
You know, they. They just want to see. Miss USA always makes it in the top five, so they wax the bottom of her shoes. That's how it happened.
I'm hanging up on you. Well, there's a lot of conspiracy theories out there. That's just a few of them. I hope I can retire the Pageant Cast phone. Remember, if you have a conspiracy theory, you can give us a call at 414-517-4908. I think I'm going to block a few caller IDs, though.
This is Miranda Weber, Miss Avalon Park, USA, and let's find out what's cooking with Tim and the Pageant Cast. That is, if I can teach him how to use that panini press.
Ow!
Tim, don't touch that. It's hot.
Let's go to the news desk of the Pageant Cast Tadler. You can find all of these news stories on our news desk at pageantcast.com.
Elise Umamoto. She is, of course, a third place finisher at Miss America 2008. She's Miss Washington. And unfortunately, she is probably going to be known for another photo scandal in pageantry. A number of photos have shown up of Elise, none of them naked or that sort of thing, but pretty classless, wearing the tiara and flipping the bird at the camera. She really made some poor choices here getting these photos out on the internet. Again, this is something where I have stated before, I think there's absolutely nothing wrong with Facebook. There's nothing wrong with MySpace in and of themselves. But even a hammer doesn't always hit nails. You can use a hammer to kill somebody, too. Hammer's a tool. Facebook and MySpace are a tool. They can work correctly or they can work incorrectly. This is a case where I believe, and I'm not really sure how these got out on the internet. It could have been on her Facebook account, could have been on somebody else's. But these photos went out and basically embarrassed her. And she has put out an apology for these photos. These are nowhere near where I would consider the Katy Reese photos or some of the other scandals that we've seen. These really aren't, quote, that bad. However, they are classless, and they aren't something to be proud of either. Kind of an interesting dichotomy. She was a wonderful representative and made some poor choices here. So again, I want to say to all of our title holders that listen to this show, be careful what you put out there on the internet. Be careful what type of photos you're allowing people to take of you, because they may be taking them with bad intentions. And you do need to be cautious about such a thing. So at least we're hoping you have better decision making in the future. If you're a fan of Carmen Tyler like I am, you know that she had past experience in the Miss America pageant system, and she decided to do a video to find out what pageant judges are really looking for. You can check the pageant version of the Carmen Cast at www.carmencast, that's carmynkast.net.
Pageant Cast.
I want to thank everybody for tuning in today to the Pageant Cast. Hope you enjoyed today's program. Hope that it was everything you expected it to be, and if not, we'll blame somebody else for it. How's that sound? I hope you enjoyed the interview, and I'm going to be meeting all the Mrs. Internationals in, what, 2 weeks now? Well, actually, just over 7 days. Wow. Wow, that's coming up fast for us. Coming up this coming Friday, we're going to have our special show with Melanie Kokla, Mrs. Wisconsin Galaxy 2008. Will be coming on the show. Want to remind you, we also have interviews with Sasha Townsend, Mrs. Oklahoma International 2008, Heisha Robinson, Ms. New York Galaxy 2008, Suzanne Moore, Delaware Beauties of America 30s, Faith Gantner, Miss Michigan National Teenager 2008, and Jennifer Phillips, Mrs. DC United States 2008. All those in the can, ready to go, coming this summer to the Pageant Cast. So glad that you could join us today. Remember to put in your contest entry. You can go to our contest page at pageantcast.com, and you can be put in for the drawing for Catch a Dream with Andrew Patrick Forte and whatisyourdream.com. You can find all the links, of course, in our show notes. So check that out. A lot of fun on today's program, and we're going to have even more coming up this Friday here on the Pageant Cast. So until next week, stay subscribed and Tierra Dream.
You've been listening to a TKPN production.